And the item number 18 pertaining to Cobia.
Lightning Joe Cimino.
I'm New York.
This is a public hearing to consider proposed amendments to the regulation pertaining to Cobia. This was an item that started at Fin Fish Management Advisory Committee. It says in your background here that this was discussed in January of this year. This actually goes back to a commercial hook and line request that started in September. FMAC has spent a lot of time considering this and deliberating on this issue. Currently, Virginia has a 2-fish possession limit for the commercial fishery, a 37-inch minimum size limit. That corresponds to the 33-inch minimum size limit fork length for the rest of the state. The recreational fishery is at 1 fish per person per day. As you can see, that is one of the most restrictive measures on the coast. Our commercial fishery is in line with the rest of the states. Florida has recently gone one additional measure, which is put in a vessel possession limit of a maximum of 6 fish while keeping in place the 2 fish per person per day and 1 fish per person per day recreational. The original request that was put before FMAC was to have a consideration for an exemption to the commercial 2 fish per person per day limit, specifically for the commercial hook and line fishery, so that one individual fishing with his commercial hook and line license could possess up to 6 fish per day on his own, regardless of crew size. At issue was the fact that currently under regulation, the 2 fish per person per day is on a commercial card holder. A commercial hook and line vessel can have up to 3 other licensed commercial hook and line fishermen with them. So they're able to possess up to 8 fish per day on that vessel. However, that's not something that is easy to get as far as a crew size to have that many commercial hook and line people with them. They often do have a crew that are unregistered commercial fishermen and aren't able to possess and sell those fish. And that's where the request started from. In addition to that request, at last month's request for public hearing, the commission asked for some additional options to be advertised. There were 5 options advertised in total, but that's not what the commission is limited to today. The first of which is to maintain the 1 fish recreational possession limit, but also to consider establishing a maximum daily recreational vessel possession limit of 6 fish. The second option is a status quo option for the commercial fishery, which is to maintain the two fish cobia possession limit for any person possessing the commercial CRL. The third is the option that was what was born out of the original request to FMAC. It's an option that FMAC endorsed and actually created, which is established a 6-fish commercial possession limit for any commercial vessel that's operated by a hook and line licensee, regardless of crew size. There were 2 other options that were advertised, one of which is keeping the 2-fish possession limit, but it would apply to anyone on board a commercial vessel that's fishing in a commercial hook and line trip with a maximum of 6 fish for the vessel, or to consider what actually was the original request of 8 fish for a commercial hook and line vessel. And again, this would be 2 fish per person for each crew member on board a commercial hook and line trip. We've received 36 written public comments to date regarding the first option of maintaining the 1 fish per person recreational limit, but also establishing a daily recreational vessel limit. 27 of the individuals spoke in favor directly to what was written as as advertised. There were five additional that said that they support a recreational vessel possession limit, but that it should be actually stricter than what was advertised and go down to four fish per vessel. There were also two groups that supported this option, the CCA of Virginia and the Peninsula Saltwater Sports Fishermen's Association. Six individuals responded in support of keeping the commercial fishery status quo at two fish per cardholder per day. 12 individuals supported option three, and of course, as I've said, that's the option that's been endorsed by FMAC. FMAC also had a comment that they actually made a motion that the commission don't consider options four and five as written, because as written, options four and five suggest that any person on board a commercial hook and line trip would be able to possess two cobia. And as I mentioned, there are often times where crew members on board aren't licensed commercial hook and line fishermen. And excuse me, I've rearranged my slides here, but we have two regulations that currently put that in jeopardy. One is our regulation pertaining to commercial fishing and mandatory reporting. And in that, it states that only persons who hold a valid commercial CRL are able to sell, trade, barter, or even give their fish to another individual to sell. And so an unlicensed crew member on a commercial hook and line trip would therefore not be able to possess those fish, even to pass them off to the captain to sell. And further, in our commercial hook and line regulation, it states that those individuals that are not licensed commercial fishermen wouldn't even be able to possess them for their personal recreational limits if that vessel was acting in a commercial capacity. So going back to the options, I actually, for just room on this slide, I dropped option five, which had no individuals in support of it. What is interesting is that 11 of the individuals, as well as the CCA, supported a combination of option two for the commercial fishery, which is to maintain the status quo of two cobia per person with a commercial card, but also establish a commercial vessel possession limit of six cobia. And they didn't specify any gear type here. There was one individual, as well as the PSWSFA, that supported a combination of option two, which again is status quo, but option four, which is to establish the six fish cobia vessel possession limit for just commercial hook and line trips. So again, FMAC's recommendation, which has gone over several meetings and been reaffirmed, was with a 9 in favor, 1 opposed, and 2 abstentions to establish the six fish cobia vessel possession limit for the commercial hook and line fishery only, regardless of crew size. This is also staff's recommendation, and you can see this change in the regulation on page 10 of your evaluation. That's all I have.
Good. Thank you, David. Questions from the commission? Observations? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con?
Chris has got to.
Mr. Webb?
Chris Ledford, commercial fisherman. We've been working on this for about 3 or 4 months. Appreciate your time. It's tempting. It's been a long night. I'm not going to get into a bunch of the history on this because we're so close to where I think we wanted to go. And it was a good effort between commercial and recreational representatives there. I will have to say, and it's difficult because for me and a number of people I represent, this would work for us. The only problem was at numerous meetings at FinFish, I brought up the fact that I didn't want to alienate myself from my other commercial fishing brethren and sistren, and that we thought it should be a 6-fish vessel limit for any commercial fishing trip and not just hook and line. So I'm going to let you all discuss that. But as far as where we are and you know, the compromises we made at this point, this is what we work towards. You know, I'm going to be a man of my word and support this. You know, although the temptation's there because of the way we were fishing prior to this issue brought up due to somebody being ticketed. The way we were fishing, we were being able to catch more fish, but I'm not going to get into that. This is where we worked hard to get to. I think it's a fair thing. Other than my question to staff is, the other gear types, what will be their limit? What would be a limit?
Well, it falls back to this.
If there was a Halfin operation that had 2 licensed commercial fishermen, it would be 2 per licensed commercial fisherman. So.
Even with this wording here?
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, it says,
okay.
It says commercial hook and line license there.
This is hook and line only. Yeah. This is for commercial hook and line. And the situation is that Mr. Ludford at the last FMAC meeting made it pretty clear the commercial hook and line is an enterprise. This eliminates the problems of this past summer where there was confusion over the amount of cobia on a boat and who was on it and whether it was recreational, commercial, all that. So this eliminates that. The gear types still stay at the 2 per commercial fisherman registration license. So that stays the same. Thank you.
Now, I have a question for you,
yes, sir.
Could I ask him a question?
Please.
When you're targeting cobia, what is your typical crew size?
You know, for me, I would say the average is probably 3. We have people who take 4, some with 2. I wouldn't want to venture to say that. I know that it's, you know, generally when we go on a multi-species trip. We're targeting at least 2 or 3 species on any given day if we're going hook and line fishing. So we may, at you know, different times during the tide, go after flounder. Then we want to pick up some cobia. At the end of the day, the smaller number of whatever species usually pays for our fuel, potentially pays some of the crew, and whatever we were fortunate enough to really load up on, whether it be flounder, whether it be you know our limit of sheep's head, whether it be speckled trout, you know, all these things, no one is any more valuable than the other. You know, and this is the true for all fisheries. I wish people could understand. You know, we've been the commercial fishing sector. You know, we're on dire straits here. You know, we've been pushed out. You know, the crabbing this summer is going to be a difficult time for crabbing. I don't want to get up here and you know it's late in the day and get into that. But these species are all very important to us. So on any given day with 4, you know, we're limited to 4. You know, and our crew do have to be registered. You know, we have a hook and line license, and we have to have registered 2 of the 3, and 1 can be an option, you know, an alternate that day. You know, we went through, you know, we wear the scarlet letter of the plates on both sides of the boat. I mean, we've been, you know, it's all politics, you know. We're just going out there trying to make a living, but because we're using rod and reel, you know, we keep getting, you know, pushed into a corner. I mean, and, you know, if it's not management, it's, you know, when I say management, I mean fisheries plans. It's you know it's politics. So I wish I could say you know some people go with 2. There's people who fish 2 people to a boat every day, and there's other people that strive for 4, so that they can have a guy running the boat if a fish gets on. You know it gets a little hairy.
Well, I guess my reason for asking you specifically, I know how Zach fishes and all those you know the guys from my neck of the woods.
Sure.
I don't know how you fish. When
sure.
When you're targeting cobia, are you looking for them?
I'm saying 3. I'm sorry?
I mean, how are you fishing for them? Are you sight fishing for them?
I'm doing both. Some mornings I anchor up in chunk form, especially earlier in the year, and then later on I switch to sight fishing. But generally speaking, I don't mess with them until later in the year because the productivity is a little bit better. And, you know, in the spring I'm closer inshore targeting flounder, so it seems like in later in the summer I'm in areas that have both species. You know, so me personally, you know, 3 people, sometimes 2. I mean, it's really no... I'd have to look back in my records. You know, I'm fortunate that most of my crew's made up of retired folks. You know, they work for food. You know, so you know, on any given day, and that, I mean, that's just sustenance. I mean, that's how I have to survive. I can't pay them a full day's wage. you know, especially on some of the limits we have, in addition to trying to grow 2 million oysters and, you know, this and that and the other. I mean, you know, we're diversifying. We're doing our part. And the people in this room, if you stand up, please, to support. Please, these guys have been here. It's a long day just like y'all, and we appreciate your time. If they're here for the cobia issue, and they support the six. You know, we would rather have had more. I will tell you that. But if six is where we want to extend the olive branch. We want to work with the recreational side. We want to work with staff. I really don't feel like we got a fair shake on the speckled trout, but we'll get there. We're going to revisit that, I think. So I'm hoping that we come away with this, at least with what both sides agreed on. And this is where we agreed.
Any other questions? Is there anybody else who wishes to testify? Please come
Thank
forward.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Leffert.
Paul Ewing again. I just have one question for the fellows here that put this together. I have a commercial registration card. How many cobia will I be allowed? That's not hook and line. I don't have hook and line. I've got commercial cards.
It's two.
Currently,
I have
two. That's what I want to clarify. Just want to be sure.
Yep.
They will do what?
Okay.
Now, under current regulations, if Chris went out with three of you, he could keep eight. So he could keep eight per trip right now if he had three of you as his crew members.
Right.
And so that's the rub is that.
That's
right.
Thing.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? All right. Public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission.
I have comments.
Dr. Neal.
And I'm the one that mucked this up, okay? This is my fault. This is where I live. You know, I've got guys that I consider friends that are really pushing this issue, that really want this. And I've got other guys that are friends of these same friends that are adamantly opposed for it. And that's what I keep getting texts about. Don't let the commercial guys kill all our COVID, whatever. We're managed coastwide. Two per person, and that's what we are in federal waters. Most of this fishery is done in state waters, but not all. And I told Joe earlier, I'm nitpicking, and I am nitpicking, because we do fish in federal waters. And so if we enact this regulation, and Chris goes out with one other person, and he's going out the CB line outside the Bay Bridge Tunnel, once he gets out his second buoy, and he's got his six cobia, he's illegal. You know, and so we're making regulations that are, but if he has two guys with him, he's legal. You know, and so the federal regulations aren't like our state. It's two per person. They don't care if you have a waterman's card or anything else. And so, you know, I guess I have a little problem enacting a boat limit without any regard to the number of people on board, just because it has that potential of being more lax than what the federal regulations are. And some of this fishery is done. When we're fishing off Sandbridge or fishing the dump sites, we're in federal waters. And you know, these guys are there too. And so it seems like we're so close, this is a very nitpicky thing. Unlike some of my other buddies who think that if Chris gets to have his six fish, that they're going to kill the cobia population, I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. So this is more me trying to be an attorney and I'm not.
Can I come to your office and play?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I get to pick out the patient, though.
Okay.
So you have a good time. So that's my main concern about this. You can see in the public comment there is a pretty good support from the recreational sector of having a boat limit recreationally also. It's like Florida, like what Florida's done. So that's my comment. That's where I'm coming from, it would seem to me there'd be some way of wording this that we're not setting up a situation where we have potential illegal. We're making what we say is legal in Virginia illegal as soon as they get outside 3 miles.
Anyone else?
Got a question?
Yeah, same right here.
How many commercial hook and line permits are issued? How many actually participate?
How many participate in the cobia fishery is a different question than how many permits are issued. But cobia is the commercial hook and line fishery for cobia is still relatively small. Going back to 2009 through the most current year's worth of data, this is combined. For 5 years, the commercial hook and line fishery has landed 20,000 pounds of cobia. So that's, you know, in comparison to some of these other species that they're targeting, like summer flounder, where we have over 200,000 pounds of cobia landed in that time period. There's only 200 commercial hook and line licenses issued each year, and that's been in place for some time. As Mr. Ludford said, you know, they worked long and hard at putting a task force together to develop this commercial hook and line fishery.
And it was not a nice task force. Chris was nice, but yes, I was. And I guess I would make another comment. The commercial hook and line selling of cobia is larger than VMRC knows. It's been going on for decades and decades and decades. And some of the people I know that did it totally illegally are dead. I mean, it's been going on that long, and so there's been a direct sale to restaurants for a long time, particularly in the Hampton Roads area and that kind of area we know about. And so I guess I really commend Chris and his group of going through the proper channels and taking something that has long been kind of a shady thing and making it into a correct thing. And so, you know, I like what Chris has been doing, and I like the young guys he's got, the Zachs and the Ken Bradys and all those guys. I think they're trying to do it right. And so I am nitpicking about this little one. I was gonna say I don't want to get Tom Powers on you, but don't put that in the but it's just a little nitpicky, And so I, personally, I don't think that these guys, keeping six cobia is a bad thing, and so it's just a more of a regulatory legality thing.
All right, Mr. Sessions.
So I'm understanding that Mr. Ludford and his group have worked with staff, and both of them support this recommendation.
Yep.
Well, I make a motion that we approve the recommendation as submitted by staff.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.
I vote no just because people will yell at me less if I vote no.
All right. We have one no vote from Dr. Neal. Okay, thank you. Please change that. Thank you, Captain.